For Mission Network News, I'm Ruth Bliss. Millions of people are infected with HIV/AIDS in Africa. President of Mission Aviation Fellowship Kevin Swanson says Lesotho is a country especially hard hit. Much of the spread of AIDS in Africa comes from ignorance, and MAF is training national Christian nurses from Lesotho to do AIDS education in the villages. The nurses are teaching about sexual purity, how to prevent the disease, and how to care for AIDS patients. And through that, Swanson says, MAF is sharing the gospel.
You can teach people, you can educate people, but if their hearts really don't change, the likelihood of anything significantly transformational is very, very slim.
Swanson says the program is working. People are coming to Christ and are attending church. We turn next to ION Network Ghana, where the team's documentary on the commercial exploitation of children in fishing won second place in the annual Africa Initiative Awards. Their message stood out over 76 other organizations. ION Network's Rody Rodehaver breaks down the importance of this prestigious recognition.
The value of the documentary is that it raises awareness to the problems that are being faced by these children and these poverty-stricken people.
Namely, the issue of child labor and the plight of children in Ghana. Rodehaver says the 15 years ION Ghana's worked in the region speak to their vision for ministry and sharing the hope of Christ. And Sat7's planning on launching a new channel to counteract the violence influencing today's generation of Arab children. Team members see the importance of reaching young people with the hope of Christ. The resulting project is called Sat7 Kids. They're hoping to launch it by September 2007. They're also hoping to raise enough to launch a separate channel in the next few weeks for their Farsi and Turkish broadcasts, which include a large number of programs for children. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you're interested in finding out about short-term missions trips, go to our website at missionnetworknews.org. Click on Go on a Trip, where you can find hundreds of mission opportunities worldwide. I'm Ruth Bliss.